This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government revises budget of current fiscal year through replacement bill. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma presents budget of 1,632.83 billion rupees in the Parliament. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss cabinet expansion and contemporary politics, and US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping hold first call in 7 months. Now, the news in detail. The government has revised the budget of the current fiscal year through a replacement bill. In the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma presented a budget of 1,632.83 billion rupees. In the budget, the Finance Minister has allocated 677.99 billion rupees for current expenditure, 378.1 billion rupees for capital expenditure, and 189.44 billion rupees for fiscal management to be spent by the federal government. The budget also aims to achieve 7% economic growth in the current fiscal year. Presenting the budget in the Parliament yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma announced the concessional loans for the promotion of industries based on domestic raw materials. The new budget also includes the provision of providing 3,000 rupees allowance to the families of the martyrs and 5,000 rupees allowance to kidney and cancer patients and the patients of spinal injuries and paralysis. The government has also allocated 5 billion rupees for procuring anti-COVID-19 vaccines by removing travel, training and meeting allowances of the government officials. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday approved the Economic Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat and the Ordinance to Mobilize Internal Loans 2078 Bikram Sambat and the Appropriations Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma presented the ordinances in the second meeting of the House of Representatives amidst the protest by the main opposition party CPN-UML. The ordinances were approved by a majority of the House of Representatives. Before this, the House rejected the notice registered by Prem Sual of the Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party seeking rejection of the ordinances by the House by a majority vote. Finance Minister Sharma, responding to queries related to the ordinance, said it was not true that the price fluctuation in the capital market was done in an illegal manner and it will off and at will of an individual. The ordinance related to political party second amendment 2021 has been tabled in the National Assembly. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand yesterday presented the bill amidst the protest staged by the main opposition CPN-UML in the assembly meeting. Meanwhile, the meeting passed the condolence motion over the demise of Constituent Assembly member Jut Bahadur Khadgi and Mahindra Sherson. A meeting of the ruling alliance at Baluwatar yesterday discussed the cabinet expansion. In the meeting attended by top leaders of the five party, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba urged the leaders to provide him the names to be appointed ministers. Vice Chairman of Rashtriya Janamorcha, Durga Paudel, who attended the meeting, said that the Prime Minister asked the leaders of the parties in the alliance to submit the names at the earliest. Likewise, talks were held on further refining the alliance and tabling bills in the Parliament. A meeting of the National Security Council chaired by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has reviewed the overall national and international security situation as well as country's contemporary political scenario. Similarly, issues relating to entire security, including border security and the MCC, were also reviewed in the meeting attended by Home Minister Balkrishna Khand, Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi, Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma, Defence Secretary Bhagendra Raj Sharma, and among others. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and MCC Vice Chair Fatima Sumar held a meeting at Baluwatar yesterday. In his Twitter handle, Prime Minister Deoba said they exchanged views on Nepal-US cooperation, including MCC Compact and its potentials for Nepal's economic transformation. Likewise, MCC Vice Chair Sumar held meeting with CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. During the meeting, Chairman Dahal said there were various disputes and confusions regarding the MCC and some topics of the compact should be amended. He said that the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, could be taken ahead only on the basis of national consensus. He also reported to have said they were for taking ahead the MCC only by forging a common understanding among their five-party alliance. Similarly, Minister of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Bhusal, and MCC Vice Chair Sumar held a cordial meeting at Energy Ministry yesterday. Issuing a statement, the ministry informed that they discussed issues of sustainable economic development and issues related to implementation of the MCC. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,146 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. Likewise, 1,660 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry also confirmed 21 corona-related deaths in Nepal yesterday, taking the death toll to 10,924. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Chinese President Xi Jinping has spoken with the U.S. counterpart Joe Biden for the first time in 7 months. A White House statement said both leaders had discussed the responsibility of both nations to ensure competition does not veer into conflict. This is the only second call between them since President Joe Biden took office. U.S.-China relations have been tense with clashes over issues like trade, espionage and the pandemic. A new government has been announced in Lebanon over a year after a previous administration quit follows the devastating Beirut port explosion. Najib Makita, who is the Lebanon's richest man, becomes prime minister, a position he has held twice before. His appointment, along with the naming of a new cabinet, ends months of political paralysis. It comes as Lebanon grapples with some of the severest domestic crises it has faced in its history. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the country and light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government revises budget of current fiscal year through replacement bill. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma presents budget of 1,632.83 billion rupees in the parliament. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss cabinet expansion and contemporary politics. And U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping hold first call in 7 months. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.